the donations that's been coming out helps me really, 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 really do what I do. And then also, you know, I'm not a girl that asks you to do something for free. You know, a lot of people around the world don't like to do things for free, mm-hmm. especially when you're dealing with certain artists that do, like, you know, the whole theater type work. You know, they be like, baby, I want to get paid for what I got to do. But because I have such a good energy, a good rapport with people over the years, I am a person that will pay my people on time.
Yes, you do, honey. Yes, you do.
When my name gets
out
there,
I'm one of those people. I get paid on time.
That is one of the main things people know you for. They will know you for your work.
It only helps you. It only helps your reputation.
Hello. They know you for your works. They will remember those things. Like, if you pay people on time, your name goes like, yo, I'm going to work with Jaquan because, you know, he paid me. He gave me up front what I needed to get in cash and on time. I'll work with you again. And then they'll be able to do a favor or whatever like that. So with this show, which made it such a blessing, is that I asked for a lot of favors. I was like, you know, I can't really pay, even though I'm not even going to say that because I don't want the girls to know that. But, you know, I was like, I can't pay. You know, I can't pay. And, you know, the girls just was like, it's all right. It's all right. You know, I look out and I just was like feeling glorious about the whole situation. Yeah. I was like, that part. Thank you so much. So, you know, get to budget and stuff like that. Put more money into the different equipment that I'm trying to purchase for this, you know, this type of company that I'm trying to do right now. Gifted and Talented Productions. Hey.
Hello, hello.
So, yes. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Right, right. Yes, yes, yes. We love it. We love it. We love it. I want to kick it off with you still, and then I'm going to swing it to you, Genesis. I want to know, Jaquan, what is the highlight of the year so far for you?
Saying no. And I, you know, I'm so.
Yo, shit. Nigga.
Yo, I'm so glad you asked this question because for my life, I've always had a tough time telling people no. I was always like, oh, you know, okay, or I'll try to make a way or whatever, because I always had this feeling like, well, if I don't do it, then I'm going to miss out on something. Or if I don't do it, this person is going to feel a certain type of way. And I was so into my feelings of thinking about how other people's opinion was of me. And I had to get to a place where I just told myself, yo, starting 2024, you're going to start saying no to a lot of folks. And, you know, if they feel how they feel, they just feel how they feel. And no has gotten me real far these last few little months.
I love that.
It has gotten me far. It has saved me coin.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Because coin is a big thing in this world.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not everywhere. I'm trying to focus more so on my health, you know, my spiritual life, my love life. And it's allowed me to really make better choices for each thing. And some of you guys needs to start putting that in your vocabulary a little bit more. No means no.
Yes, that's gosh. Right, that's right, that's right. I love that. And Genesis, what about you? What is the highlight of your year so far?
My highlight is believing in myself again.
Yes,
because for so long I just haven't. Like, I finally found the love in being a creative again, regardless of what money or anything that could come from it. I enjoy dancing again. I enjoy acting again, and I'm happy about that. So I feel like with me finding that again, it's easier for me to say no, because you're not about to turn me into a demon again. Like, you ain't about to get me out of character because you got me fucked up.
I know that's right.
So,
I know that's right.
I'm happy about that, because for so long, it's taken me a long time to heal, because I always wanted to go to college and I always wanted to get a degree, and I wasn't able to do that. And then, like, with the education that I received in, like, certain theater schools and things not working out in my favor because I advocated for myself and being viewed as an angry black woman for so long, I've just been like, okay, well, you know, maybe they're right. Like, maybe no one will want to work with me. Maybe I am the problem. And finally getting to a place where it's like, bitch, no, the fuck, I'm not the problem.
That part.
Hello.
So trying to just continue to make space for me.
Yes.
I feel like is the biggest highlight, because even if this, if with everything that's been happening in my life these past 3 months, if it was happening last, well, it was happening last year, and I was, it was really bad for me. But with me being in a place where I wake up like, all right, okay, negative $10, okay, well, I'm feeling like a millionaire.
That's right. That's right. Come on. Come on.
So the fact that I can still wake up and feel the feelings of being upset, angry, disappointed, but still move forward and show up for myself and show up and still be a light for other people when I'm interviewing people for G's Brewing Banter, even though I woke up like, I'm about to pay for this woman's coffee and I really don't have no money, but I'm the host. So, so I'm just happy that I'm still like pushing forward, very positive, not like, okay, well, the other shoe's about to drop and shit's going to go left. And I'm like, no, I don't know what right is going, but I don't think I'm going to be able to handle it when shit take off.
Come on.
That's my highlight.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
So far.
I love that. That's amazing. I love that for you. And again, just like the synchronicity is taking me, because again, you know, like before you got here, brother, you know, we were talking about saying no, you know, and it's like you were in the room, even though you weren't in the room. I want to know for both of you, what is the highlight of your career? And you're both very multi-dimensional artists. You have a lot of different avenues, multi-hyphenated. So you could pick one, you could pick them all, whatever. But what is it, when I asked you that question just now 10 seconds ago, what's the first thing that popped into your brain? What is a highlight for you in your field with the S?
I have three. Okay,
come on.
Three of them things.
Let's go. So my first highlight of my career was when I booked Marc Jacobs Fashion Week right before the world ended.
That part, come on.
Because, you know, I'm so thankful for my friends. And no matter how bad I'm feeling, it's like even when I don't see my potential, they see it. Mm. And one of my close friends had hit me up and was like, yo, you got to come to this audition. I'm like, why? And she's like, look, like, it's $1,000, it's that and third. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like, they're not going to pay me that money. Like, I'm just not good. And I remember telling one of my coworkers, and she's like, girl, if you don't shut the hell up and show up. And I was just like, oh, fine, Crystal, I'm going to go. And I remember going, I had a bad attitude. I was just like, I'm wasting my time. And to make sure that I'm not disappointed, I always plan out the rest of my day. I'm like, all right, after they reject me, I'm going to go to get a margarita, and I'm going to go and get a nice cute top, and then I'm going to go home. And I ended up going straight from the audition into rehearsal. And I was just there like, oh my God. Wow. Like, what? So that was like my first time where I was like, okay, I did put in the work. Like, I have been in the studio, and like, I'm always going to be in a place where I want to improve and I want to get better. But clearly, like, Beyonce, what you need me to do? A boom cat step doodle bop? Like,
hello, come on, doodle bop.
What you need?
Come on.
And then the second one was, one of my close friends had booked me in his short film, and it just made me feel really good because it was the first time that I had been on set and I felt safe. Mm. I felt heard, and I just felt safe. And that was, it was at a time where I was like really going through a lot. And like, I wasn't an actor. I wasn't a dancer. I was just Genesis. Like, don't come to me asking, oh my God, like, what do you do? Like, can I see your work? Shut up. Like, get out of my face.
Yeah.
So being on set, and I'm like, okay, so there are rooms like this that I belong in. And, like, I got paid. I felt like a star.
Come on.
I was able to create my reel.
Come on.
And I was just like, I can do this for the rest of my life. Like, God's willing. And then the third one was this most recent job I did with, I think it's called Bob's Dance Camp or Group. Damn it.
Okay. Hey.
Bob.
Come on, Bob. Come on, Bob.
Bobby. the person that ended up booking me, I had taken a voguing class, and we were just, boom, cat, cat, kitty, cat, 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 cat. So we had taken a vogue class together, and I just remember the choreo was so hard, and we were all just falling into pieces.
Oh my God.
And I was like, fuck it. And I was just on the sideline, like, let's go. Come on, come on. Just being me. And we ended up following each other. And he was like, I love your energy. Like, are you available for this gig? And I was never available. And then one time I was working, I was like, yo, this shop really don't give a fuck. I'm showing up. Like, actually, I'm calling out. And you know what? Yes, I'm available.
Period.
So,
make yourself available.
I showed up. And he was like, yeah, you know, I met Genesis in class. And she's what we've been looking for. And I was just there like, this is, so even doing that and then even watching the footage, like, for some reason, like, from neck down, it's giving.
Come on.
My face gives shit.
I be
there like, left, right, left. Like, I'm panicking. So when I watched the footage back, I was like, I look happy. And I'm really good at faking a smile, but I felt happy. Yeah. I felt comfortable. It felt good to create with other people that were genuine. And I had a blast. Like, I was like, okay, like, when we doing this again?
Hello.
Like, come that on. Part. Stop it. So I would say those are definitely three highlights in my career.
Amazing. Yay. I love it. I love it. I love it. And what about you, brother? What's a highlight?
The highlight for me right now would really have to be like creating music. I always go by this slogan called Broadway comes to Brooklyn.
Yes, you do.
And the reason why I do that is because I believe that the talent that I have, that I produce, is way more than what Broadway actually, you know, demonstrates.
That's right.
And I started my own original show back in 2011 called Hosanna in the Highest.
Yes, you did.
And it started small. You know, it was really small. It was like, hey, like a little play. And as the years went by, people just encouraging me to go higher and higher, it started to turn and morph into something that I never would have imagined. The last show was completely sold out. Yes, both nights.
Yes.
I did the show. I started to do it like more
than
once.
I heard that.
You know, being able to now have original music, and it's still going. It's still going. And I actually had wrote a few songs last week, and I was just so inspired because I was like, oh my God, like, what have you been waiting for?
Yes.
Like, you do not know where this show is going to take you. And you know, that's a main highlight for me at this moment. Another highlight would be my mom. Interesting, you know, everybody doesn't have the support of their family, like, very heavy, especially, you know, like, mothers and fathers, different things, you know, like, they could save their coin, whatever like that, but my mother believes in my dreams so much. So she gave me $25,000.
Ooh, mama!
Wow. Wait.
That's baby. Okay. Yeah, run that back.
Hold on. 2-5.
Go ahead, sorry.
You said
25,000.
3 zeros on that? That's not 2,500. That's 25,000.
Right.
Come on.
And she, you know, it's like, mom, like, you ain't gotta do this. No, because you've made me so proud. I see the vision. That's I see blessing. Things just going the way that you change, because usually I do my shows at like my church. And back in the day, my church was a very strict type of place where, like, they wouldn't let you do half, matter of fact, like 10% of the stuff that I normally do for my shows. And you come to one of my shows, it does not look like a church. Mm-hmm. It literally looks like a mini theater inside of the whole church. That's how I'm able to do it. And she donated that this year because she saw the vision and she wants me to do more and more. So right now I'm trying to have my show now be at a theater for this year. Yeah. And, you know, all I can say is to God be the glory. And I'm just grateful to everyone and, you know, just for being behind me in this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Last but not least for both of y'all, kick it back to you, Genesis. What advice would you give to someone who is on your track So somebody who is multifaceted, somebody who is the dancer, the actress, the, you know, the editor, the talk show host, what advice would you give them? Or what advice would you give to a younger you starting out?
I feel like for younger me, 'cause I'm still comforting younger me, yep, is to not compare yourself to others, because I battle with that every single day. Mm. So, yeah, I feel like not comparing yourself and just reminding yourself to just quiet the outside noise. Like, just because someone views you as this, that doesn't mean that they're right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like I definitely find peace with where things have went left in my life. Even if I was in the wrong in some ways, I did learn how to not be in the wrong in that same way moving forward. So, yeah, it would really just be just not to compare yourself and fuck everybody else.
Hello. Yeah. That part, honestly, truly. Have you ever read a book called The Artist Way or heard of a book called The Artist Way? Bring that up too after we're done.
Bullet point two.
Yeah. Brother, how about you? What is a piece of advice that you would either give to somebody starting out on your track, you know, somebody that wants to create their own production company and do all these shows or because it's kind of the same thing, or what advice would you give to your younger self starting out on this track?
Baby, all I can say is live in the fantasy. You know, we, as young kids, it's interesting that we fantasize about being the actress, an actor, being the singer, being a celebrity, being this, being that, being as great as we can be. But what happens is through life, there are so many hindrances where we start feeling like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do that because it's this, or this is too much, or, you know, people don't like this, so maybe this. But, you know, like Genesis said, you know, take that outside noise and just say, you know, fuck it. And, you know, you have to think to yourself, you know, who you are, and remember who you are and say, you know what, it's hard, but I'm going to be consistent. You know, I'm going to keep pushing at it. I'm going to keep doing it. So you go to those auditions, even if you don't get that part, you know, you still stay steadfast and immovable. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
And keep doing it, that part. You know, you want to be that singer. You keep practicing your skill. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Now we have so many sites like YouTube and stuff like that where you can get some free practice. You ain't got to pay for it and find somebody to train you. Baby, you could go right on YouTube and get some good training right there. You know what I'm saying? So it is so many, you know, avenues that you can make your dream happen.
Yeah.
With social media and with the way that the internet is, you know, it's easier, you know, more accessible for us. So I would say, you know, live in the fantasy. What you want is what you will get if you continue to just keep going for it, keep having that zeal to just keep moving forward and doing it. And I wish I could give my younger self that, because I feel if I did that, I would have been more advanced. You know, if you are a procrastinator, because let me tell you something, I was a big procrastinator, you know, very lazy and stuff like that. But what happened is I start seeing different people around me, and I was like, you know what? If I don't release certain people, I'm not going to reach where I want to get, because you got to be very mindful of your friends as well. Who's really trying to encourage you? Who wants to see you do well? Because people will act like they want to see you do well, but as soon as you start doing better than them, they don't support. They don't call you. They don't give you nothing. They don't even like a status that they see, but they'll look and keep lurking behind closed doors, but they won't say a thing, you know?
Like a bitch ass thing.
That part. Like, I have lived it. I have lived it.
We see you.
So, you know, you really have to just live in the fantasy. If you feel cunt, then you are a cunt. You know, Whoopi Goldberg said it the best in Sister Act when she said, "Baby, if you wake up in the morning and you feel like you want to be a singer, then you a singer, girl." You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to believe that thing and know what you are. And when you do that, you will escape every outside noise, any, you know, you can't do, and, oh, this is doesn't look good, or, nah, I don't think so. And you will follow your own voice, your own opinion. Sex. And you never know, because when you do follow that, you be shocked how many strangers love it.
Yep.
You know, sometimes that's who you really want to impress, is the strangers, people that don't know you. Because people that don't know you can always be even more honest and, you know, follow you and give you what you need. So that's the advice I would give to people.
Absolutely. I love that. One moment.
Baby.
It's the merch for me. Come on.
Baby.
Pre-orders.
The facts.
It is the merch for me. I absolutely love that.
Low key though, to piggyback off of what brother just said, because he was touching on just how so much shit is accessible through the internet and all that. Like, I know I'm not a guest, but if I had to give any type of advice, like, don't get addicted to making excuses about why you can't do some shit.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find all of the excuses in the world about why you can't do something. Start looking for the ways that you can actually make that shit happen, because there's more avenues than you know to actually make things happen.
So, come on, you better talk about it. Y'all out here preaching. I love it.
Ariana!
Okay. We're going to take this moment to dive on over to our next segment. Thank y'all so much for letting us know about your Concrete Jungle. Y'all are both amazing
people.
I'm so honored that you have chosen to join me here on our show today. We are blessed by your presence. We are honored by your presence. And please just don't stop doing what you're doing, you know? The road is long, but the road is also rewarding.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There are things coming your way. Do not stop walking, because as long as you stay on the path, you're going to get to the destination. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when you start to veer off, or if you stop walking completely, you can't be surprised that you didn't get there.
Yep.
You know
what
I mean? So just stay the course, stay steady, and do your thing. Do your thing.
I'm hungry.
I know you are, baby. I know. We are going to head on over to our next segment. This is Shine a Light, all right? Shine a light. This is your moment. If there's anything out or coming that you would like to advertise or let folks know about, here is the place to do it. Maybe there's a fire restaurant you ate at. Maybe you're in a show and people need to come see it. Let's get into it. Brother, do you want to take this moment to kind of just...
Yes, I would love to. So, you know, back in the day, I was the voguing diva, that part. Shout out to the House of Ebony. Shout out to the House of Mizrahi. Baby, yes. I was one of the girls. And shout out to the Kiki House of Snapple. We are the original legendary ones. I decided that, you know, I was called to come to a ball. And I'm thinking, because it has been at least over a decade since I have laid my eyes and touched foot in the ballroom scene, and I've been missed. It's crazy that I know all the girls. I mean, all the girls. Yeah. Shout out to my G-ma. She doesn't like that, but whatever. Shout out to Lele, Laomi. And so I'm thinking about just coming back out and just gracing the floor. I still got the moves, that part.
Come on.
I'm not duck walking for nobody, because these knees doesn't give what it used to give.
Yeah.
But maybe I will give a hand performance, that part, and a cute little dip.
Yeah,
but other than that, yes, that's something that's coming up. And also a good food place that I visited, interestingly, was Hook and Reel.
Oh, yes.
It was cute. It was real cute. Now, I don't suggest that you get the, you know, like the breaded items, because that's really salty, you know, and I don't need all that sodium in my system. No, ma'am. But other than that, the other items was really delectable and stuff, so I enjoyed it. So,
Come on, Hook and Reel stamp of approval. We love that. What about you, Genesis? Is there anything that you want to shine a light on?
I would love to shine the light on... I don't know what's next for G's Brewing Banter, but something's next.
I love that.
So whatever it is, I would say to definitely keep a lookout on that. I feel like so many people have reached out to me to be interviewed, So especially with me learning how to be a proper host and doing research on people and stuff like that, I'm just excited to continue to learn something new about people. Thanks. And learn about what it means for Genesis Morris to be a host.
I love that.
So I would look out for that. And today my sister took me to Zon de Cuba.
Okay. Cool.
But that place has been in my food file since 2020.
It's so, the food file for me.
What it gives. What
it gives. So that, I forgot that I was in New York. Wow. Like, the place is so beautiful. I'm over here, like, I know they have dancers there. I'm over here, like, let me go learn some salsa or something.
Come on.
Like, hire me.
Hello.
The food, 10 out of 10. And, you know, I'm on a budget. So if one drink could get me to being tipsy.
Hey, oh. Let's talk about it. That's my kind of place.
Thank God for the long trip Come to on. Brooklyn, okay?
Yes, wow,
sober
wow.
up. Sober we up. So I would say that place was so amazing. And if you haven't been, don't wait 4 years like I did. Go tonight.
Come on.
Go tonight.
Love it. Two, what about you? Is there anything that you would like to shine a light on?
That he loves me.
That part too. Come on.
Oh brother, while I do love you, I'm not using that moment. Every Tuesday is officially now Tuesday.
Come on.
Where you can expect a cover or a remix of some shit that you may know or may not know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we doing it. And outside of that, I just really want to give a shout out to my best friend for helping me so much and everything that's been being made as far as the Tuesdays go and shooting content. And we just been helping each other keep a level head as far as chasing our dreams and not getting overwhelmed with life and like not being in this position. And so yeah,
I love that. Yes.
What you got? Shine a light on that thing.
Okay, so number one, I'm gonna shine a light on myself.
Illuminate.
Because I've been on some real prolific shit this week. And like, you know, I'm always a little bit of a prophet, but like this week in particular, I've been catching the shit coming out of my own mouth. And I think that has been like my spirit team and my angels kind of like reflecting back to me through me. Yeah. So, you know, shout out to that and shine a light on that. I've been having lots of conversations with myself, lots of epiphanies with myself. And also I've been discovering lots of things about myself through conversations with friends this week in particular. And I just love, I'm a fan of growth, I'm a fan of change.
Facts.
And I just like love everything that's been happening with me in particular. Also, I would like to shine a light on in celebration of Women's History Month, there is a new brand, or you know, like faction called So Close New York City. They have different branches, and the first one that is previewing right now is So Close Art in New York City. So with that being said, there is a woman celebration paint, pour, and puff.
Oh, yeah.
That I am, you know, like a part of, along with other cohorts, actually brother being one of them. It is happening on the last Sunday of this month in March. It's going to be vibes. It's going to be, you know, it's at this like intimate speakeasy styled art studio.
Yes.
It's going to be very cute.
Get a damn ticket, man.
Just get the goddamn ticket.
That's right. Get some tickets.
And you can view my page to figure out all that ticket info and whatnot. But it's going to be some cute. It's going to be cute and it's going to be a time. So if you could pull through.
Yeah, I'm going to promote it again. I had some people talking about like, I might go. I was like, go. Definitely go.
Definitely go.
I hate when
people hit me on that mic shit.
I know, yeah.
Take your ass over there. I'll buy your ticket. Go.
There we go. Ain't no mites. Let's just do it. It's going to be a good time. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, I mentioned before that I am in two shows this month. The last show One of the shows that I'm in is called Three Drunk Poets Find God. My last showing of that is on Tuesday. And then, of course, as I've mentioned before, and as brother has mentioned, his Black/Women's History Month celebration show I'm also a part of. And that's happening on this Sunday, March 17th. So, yeah, that's what I would like to shine a light on.
Yes!
Yay! And we're going to head on over to our last segment of today's show,
which is Prometheus.
Yeah.
And this is
the... You're broken, Prometheus.
This is the segment of our show where we're going to, you know, give ourselves whatever goals it is that we want to reach within the next week or, you know, next month for the year, whatever it is that you want to do, set it for yourself. Here's the space to do so.
So it's called Promises, but Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. Like, it's like we Mike Tyson. It's like we Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
No shade. I thought you had like a lisp.
Okay.
Yes. Brother, when you said it.
Brother.
I thought that was a lisp.
Yes.
Brother. No. As much as you have been around me, when have you ever known my ass
you
to have
you
a
was just
that's why I got caught off guard. Like, what?
Yes, that is
that's new.
That is very intentional. In our segment, and it's an ode to Keely Williams from 3LW. Getting a little tired of your promises. Okay, two. I'm gonna actually have you kick it off. You got any promises for yourself?
Do I have any promises? All right. Boom. So. Financial promise to myself. I have a number in my head. I ain't gonna say the number out loud, but okay. I don't want to drop below that number until my next check.
Okay. I love that. Oh, I love that.
That's gonna be tough. Yeah. But that is my goal.
I'm with you.
I like that you are in that mindset because I will just say that. So I feel like I always tell this story, so I'm not gonna tell the whole thing, but. I can remember the like poorest year of my life. Mm-hmm. I really call it my poorest summer. But it was the summer right after I graduated from college. This was like 2014, right? It was a year later. Or was it that very same year in 2013? I don't know. It was either 2013 or 2014, but it was a very, very poor summer for me. And I think maybe everybody that also graduated with me. But I spent that entire summer with my homegirl, Deji, right? And we were eating dollar pizzas every day because that's all that we could afford. We were doing dance auditions that we had no, I mean, you know, we both studied dance in college. However, we were doing advanced level dance auditions that we had no business in being at. However, we were just doing those dance auditions because we couldn't afford gym memberships. So we were doing these auditions as a way to work out. When I tell you it was fucking real,
so lit.
It was fucking real. And we made it through various rounds, like being with each other and just not giving a fuck about the audition. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really carried each other with our energy. And everybody fucked with us and whatever. But I say that all to say, that's when I was like, ooh, bitch. I was like, but you want things and you want to do things. I was like, you can never do this again. Like, you can never be here again, right? And mm-hmm. I put a number. Hello. I put a number in my head for my account. And I said, you will never drop below this number again. This was...
Yeah.
Oh, this was literally a decade ago, and I have never dropped below that number again. So,
because after a while, you just get tired. You just get tired of like putting yourself in this. Like, I'm tired of putting myself in a position where I have to, you know, make do and finesse and da da da. It's like, nah, bro. Like, I'm tired of that stressor.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I started doing this thing, you know, just little like cute trick. I started doing this thing where it's like every time. My account got to like $1,000, I would tell myself it's zero. I would be like, it's actually zero. You know what I mean? So that would keep. So
I move it to another account. So my checking will read like that, even though it's somewhere else.
Exactly.
Like my checking is going to tell me that.
I got work to do.
Absolutely.
This. You got this amount of money.
Yep. As long as you have a number that you don't want to drop below, you know, tell yourself that that number is zero and you will stay above it. So I love that you're there. But as far as my promises, I promise, of course, because this has been on the list all fucking season at this point. Oh, but I'm going to do this Duolingo shit.
I knew
I know. Yeah. I'm gonna add you.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, hold me accountable.
Facts.
Yeah, hold me accountable.
It's a what?
All right, come on.
He's trying to learn. He's trying to learn Spanish.
There's an app called Duolingo, and you can learn any language on it, and it's free.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's free. I want to reacclimate into Spanish, especially in time for Costa Rica, which is. I'm going to Costa Rica for my birthday in June.
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna go there talking my shit, you know what I'm saying? And get the come on.
Yeah. Right, Taco Bell.
Mama, you know what? You fucking know what? So that is my first promise to myself. And my other promise to myself is that I promise to re-enter my villain era. It's been a while since we've been here.
Shit, you left, nigga? Damn.
Well, yes, I sure did. And you know, all of this path of just, you know, higher enlightenment and, you know, growth and all these things, I feel like it has just led some people to believe that I feel like it's led some people to believe that I'm ball sacks at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That I'm ball sacks. That is a term that we used to use on Wood Morning because, you know, we don't want to say that we're pussy because pussies are actually very strong. You know what I'm saying? But
I can break that down for you right now where that comes from.
Come on.
Yeah, it actually comes from the word pusillanimous, meaning timid. So when someone calls you pussy, it just really means that you some bitch ass nigga.
Oh, come on, pusillanimous. Come on.
What the word?
Snuffleupagus. Pusillanimous.
Word up.
I love it. I love it. Come on. Well, you know, I'm not ball sacks. So, you know, I'm going to really need people to remember who I am. There is a, you know, I'm a Gemini at the end of the day and at the start of the day, and as sweet and as cute and as, you know, pleasant as I am every day, there is a dark, dark, dark spirit.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. There's a dark, dark spirit that lays dormant, ready, you know, just ready. So, you know, I just want, you know, some of the girls to just
chill out.
Relax. I always start with love, but I can end with war.
I like that on a shirt too.
Come on, hello. We don't want to get there though. We don't want to get there. So that's my problem.
Okay, because I was waiting
because
I'm ready. Who playing with you?
Come on. Genesis, what is your promise to yourself?
My promise to myself for this next month is just to continue to show up for myself no matter what, no matter how much money is in my account, no matter what disappointment came my way in the morning, no matter what drama's going on in my life personally, no matter what. I just want to make sure that I'm showing up for myself as a creative, specifically.
Period.
So
love
next
it.
Month, hopefully I can do that.
Come on. Ew. And last but not least, brother, what is your promise to yourself?
My promise, I wrote this down. You know, I'm not going to, you know, prolong the time, but I need this moment.
Come on.
You said, brother, you can never be here again.
That's right.
And that touched me in so many ways because, you know, one thing I can say about myself is that I'm one of the sweetest people ever.
Yes, you are.
And you talked about also like people playing with you. And I felt that when I was younger, especially with my love life, I got used. I got abused. I went through the loop and I didn't know how to set boundaries. And like I said earlier, I didn't know how to say no to things. And my promise is to continue to increase in self-care. Increase in, you know, loving myself before I love anyone else, and just to, you know, really focus on me. And I think that it is time It's been time. It should have already been that time. But, you know, things happen for a reason. Sometimes we think that we're ready for stuff, and we're really not ready. And I'm a very spiritual person. So I believe that, you know, God doesn't allow you to go through things. You put yourself in certain situations.
Thank you.
Where he has to use that to get your attention, to let you wake up and be like, yo, maybe I'm really fucking up and I got to get it together. And I went through so many issues. You know, yeah, I blamed this person and I blamed that, and oh, they did this to me and they that. But then I had to look and really just take a moment and say, no, you did it to yourself. Because nobody held you hostage. You had so many open doors to really just walk through and say, stop, I'm good, I'm done, enough. But you chose not to use none of those vocabulary words. So you had to go through what you had to go through. And yeah, you hit rock bottom going through it. And it took rock bottom to wake you the fuck up. But I'm grateful. I'm really grateful, because now I have reached a place where I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with how I look. I'm comfortable with how I speak. I'm comfortable, you know, going out places and not have to be like, I don't want nobody to see me like these. But you know, you know, and so, you know, my promise is to always love Jay. To always love Jay, even when things are not the best that it should be, or I feel like I'm not where I should be, it's to continue to just give myself that love and to keep loving others. Yes. Because I also reached a place where I felt like, you know, maybe, you know, people hurt you, so you be like, well, that's gonna change me. You know, I like people love saying, oh, well, somebody did this to me, so that's why I'm cold-hearted. No. I had to come to that place too. Like, don't let anybody's, you know, failure in your life change who you are. Right. You remain true to yourself. Remain who you are, because that's what other people love you for.
Come on.
So, you know, my cuntiness, my fabulousness, you know, remain who you are. I don't have to be the trade, even though I look good and I operate as the trade very well. But you know, that part, be yourself, you know, because somebody out there loves it.
That's right.
And will love you for you.
Come on, a word, a word, a word. And on that note, we have come to the end of our show.
I can do this again. I have fun.
You know, we always have fun on the New York. You know, we always have fun on the New York Dose. I want to thank you both so much for joining us. Brother, thank you for joining us.
Genesis,
thank you for joining us. Genesis, happy Women's History Month.
Thank
we honor you. We celebrate you. We appreciate you. We see you, okay? You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
You can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
Yes.
You can find me at Super_dub with 2 B's.
Come on.
BB.
You can find me at Jaquan Surge, because I don't know what all that shit is at the at and what I put there, because that was years ago.
Period.
But all I know is JAIQWANSERGE. Period.
Hello, hello. And you can find us at the New York Dose, and all of these handles will be in the show notes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to ever stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby. Hey.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.